second ago, I'm talking base mission again. Over Kama Avanim Yehubo. How many stones have to be part of the walls of the house? As we saw in the previous mission, that in order for a house to become summit from a nega, the walls must be made from Avanim Eitim V'Ofer, stone, wood, and dirt. And the mission asks, how much of the house has to be made from stones? How many stones have to be in the walls of the house? Rabbi Yishmael Omer Arba, Rabbi Akiva Omer Shmoyim. Rabbi Yishmael said, it's sufficient that there are four stones as part of the walls of the house, one stone per wall. But Rabbi Akiva holds, four stones are not sufficient. There has to be at least eight stones as part of the walls of the house, two stones per each wall. Shahaya Rabbi Yishmael Omer Achi, Rabbi Shnei Grisim, Al Shtei Avanim, O Al Eben Achad. Why did Rabbi Yishmael hold that four stones are sufficient? Because Rabbi Yishmael holds the minimum size for a nega to be in a tamei house is the size of two griser. And the nega could be in either two stones, the nega can stretch from one stone to another stone, or even if the nega is on only one stone, the house would become tamei as long as the nega is the size of two griser. Therefore, since Rabbi Yishmael holds that a nega that appears on only one stone would be in the tamei of the house, it's enough that there are four stones in the house, one stone for each wall of the house. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Achi Yirah Kishnei Grisim, Al Shtei Avanim, Lo Al Eben Achad. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yishmael that the minimum size for a nega to be in a tamei house is the size of two grisim. But he disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael, and that which Rabbi Yishmael said, that if the nega appears on only one stone, that's enough to be in the tamei of the house. Rabbi Akiva holds that the nega would have to appear on two adjacent stones for the house to become tamei. If the nega appears on only one stone, the house would not become tamei. The nega has to stretch from one stone to another stone. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds that there has to be at least eight stones as part of the walls of the house, two stones per each wall. And since a nega that appears on the wall of the house has to stretch from one stone to another, there has to be at least two adjacent stones for each wall. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Archi Rah, Kishnei Grisim, Al Shtei Avanim. Bishnei Solem Bizavios, Orcho, Kishnei Grisim. But Rachbo Kigrit. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, agree that the minimum size for a nega is the size of two griser. And he holds that the nega has to stretch from one stone to another stone. The nega has to appear on two stones for it to be in the tamei of the house. But he has an extra twist over here. He holds that it has to stretch from one stone on one wall of the house to another stone on a different wall of the house. The nega has to appear on the corner of the house. So there has to be two stones. One stone next to the corner on one wall and another stone next to the corner on the wall right next to it. And the nega would stretch from the stone on one wall, and then it would stretch to the stone on the other wall on the other side of the corner, and only then would the nega be mitami the house. And the minimum size of the nega is the length of two grisim, with the width of the nega being one gris. Only if the nega has the length of two grisim and the width of a gris, would the nega be mitami the house. We had previously, in order for a house to be susceptible to becoming tamei from a nega, the walls of the house would have to be made from avanim, stone, asim, wood, and offer dirt or clay. And the Mishnah said, how much wood would have to be in the walls of the house in order for that house to be susceptible to become tamei from the gom? The amount that is needed to be placed underneath a doorpost. As the derech was in those days, place a board underneath the doorpost, and if that amount of wood is in each one of the walls of the house is susceptible to becoming tamei from the gom. Rabbi Huda Omer Kedei Lasu Sando La'achore Hashkof. Rabbi Huda said, the amount of wood that is needed in each wall of the house in order for the house to become tamei from the gom is the amount of wood that is needed to make a sando for the reverse side of the doorpost. As the derech was, put a piece of wood on the reverse side of the doorpost, and that is called a sandal. It's just like a sandal protects the foot, so too this board protects the doorpost, and there's enough wood in each wall of the house to make a sandal for the reverse side of the scope, then the house would be susceptible to come tamei from the gun. How much dirt has to be in each wall of the house for the house to be susceptible to become tamei from the gun? The amount of dirt that is needed to be placed in between one row of stones or brick and the other row of stones or brick. If there's enough dirt, each wall of the house to be placed in between the rows of stones or brick, then there's enough dirt for the house to become tamei from the gom. Kiros ha'eva, the kiros ha'mechitza, einan mitamim binigon. Walls that divide stalls that are used for animals and walls that are used as dividers for gardens and orchards, if an egg would appear on these walls, they would not become tameh from the garm. And since these are simply walls, they're not part of the house, they're not successful to becoming tameh from the garm. Yerushalayim v'chutzal aretz einan mitameh b'nei garm. A nega that would appear on a wall of a house that's in Yerushalayim, or a nega that would appear on the wall of a house that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, that house would not become tameh from the nega. At this time, the whole of the Yerushalayim was not divided by the Shvatim. Yerushalayim was used by all the Shvatim. It wasn't given to a specific Shevet. And only part of Eretz Yisrael that was given to a specific Shevet would the houses become tameh from the garm. And so too, houses that are in Chutzal Aretz are not susceptible to becoming tameh from the garm, as the Torah teaches us, that only houses in Eretz Yisrael become tameh from the garm.